Good afternoon. Disappointing and frustrating loss today. Disappointed that we weren't able to win the last game here at home with our fans. Appreciate their loyalty and their support all season long, and that support will pay off down the road. We went into the game, had a number of objectives that we wanted to achieve to win and to be able to win, specifically related to turnovers, which we turned the ball over. We were able to force a couple turnovers for scores, but at the end of the day, we didn't get done what we needed to get done there in terms of turnovers, and that was a key to the game. It's about production at the end of the day, and it's about the outcome at the end of the day. I thought the effort was outstanding. The guys fought all game, and we weren't able to make the plays in critical situations. Another objective we had was the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half to outscore the Bears, and they were actually able to outscore us. They had got a touchdown before the half I thought was big in the game, and then our first possession they had an interception return for a touchdown, which was critical in the game. Mentioned our turnovers. We had too many penalties. Our third downs were not good enough, and we had gave up a lot of big plays in that football game. And obviously there was a number of key plays that turned the game at different times of the game. This is the challenge with our guys is for these types of experiences to try to grow and get stronger. And, you know, I talk to them a lot about the, what you hear, you know, that if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And, you know, that's what we have to do, and that's the approach we're going to take. And we want everybody to be part of the solution. I'll take questions.
Joe Hayden's injury, how much did that affect that fourth quarter?
Well, anytime you lose somebody like Joe, it's it hurts. But, you know, that's football. Guys have to step up and step in and be able to make the plays. And you know, we'll look at the tape and evaluate how well we were able to do that. He has a hip pointer, so we'll see tomorrow as far as the severity goes of that.
So, do you think it says anything about this team that you've had three fourth-quarter leads the last 3 weeks and have not been able to hold any of them?
Well, that's the frustrating thing as you look at it, and each game is different, and the reasons why may be different. You know, I'll look at this one and need to look at it before, you know, I can completely know what the reasons are, and then the biggest thing is be able to correct them. Whatever the reasons are, we have to correct it.
What did they do to, and I won't say neutralize, but Josh Gordon wasn't as effective as he has been in the last few games. What did they do to him?
Well, in that first half, we didn't get a lot of plays offensively, and it wasn't that, you know, for lack of trying or lack of wanting to get Josh the ball. You know, again, we'll look at it. You know, they did a good job. And then in the second half, we were able to get them the ball a little bit more. And, you know, that's the thing that sometimes is going to happen. It's going to go in spurts of when a guy's able to get touches and get the ball, depending on the flow of the game and what the defense is doing to him. So, you know, we'll go back and look at that. And obviously, he's a big part of what we want to do.
What did you see on the interceptions by Jay-Z?
The one was down the sideline to Jordan Cameron. Was trying to give him a chance to make a play there. You know, one that I know Jason would want back. The other one was a timing route to Greg Little. And he threw it early. The DB really sat on it and made the pick. And that was, you know, that was the one in the third quarter, I believe.
Did Little make a mistake on that play? Should he have done something differently?
His route? No, he was running his route. Yep.
And a deep, looked like a deep route over the middle at the end of the first half that Josh wasn't able to come up with, and then he punted and they scored. Could you tell if he stopped running or the pass got away from Jason on that?
I'll look at the tape, but it looked like he was trying to gear in the hole, in the zone, and Jason either thought he was going to keep going or led him to keep going in it, and we'll take a look at it.
Does that do it, everybody?
Judge, you talk about progress and seeing it, but how hard is it to see it when you've lost, I think it's 5 in a row?
Yeah, well, that's a frustrating thing. And, you know, as a coach, as a anytime you're looking at games, there's always going to be some positives. There's always going to be some things that we need to do better. And, you know, it's frustrating because the outcomes aren't there. And, you know, the guys are competing. They want to win so badly. They're putting forth the effort to do that, both in preparation and then game time. And it's a matter of us doing a better job at the key points of games, and everybody doing a better job of being able to close it out and come up with a win.